The Insectary of a Modern Vineyard. Hello, this is Justin Butts with your wholesome Heritage Garden. In the lush farmland of Sonoma, California, in the verdant hills of wine country, one vineyard stands out among the famous labels for its unique approach to pest control. This winery practices biodynamic farming, a chemical-free model of agriculture where pests are controlled through beneficial predators, frogs, toads, lizards, lacewings, ladybugs, dragonflies, and other garden helpers. A beneficial predator garden was planted directly in the center of the vineyard. This garden is a large stand of lush, dense, and diverse plants. They call it an insectary because it is home to so many beneficial insects. Each plant is marked with a placard to show which type of predator the plant is meant to attract and shelter. The grapevines grow in long rows up the hillside, but the vines themselves offer no protection to the beneficial predators. Each night, the good guy predators hunt among the vines, cleansing the grapes of bad insects, and in the morning they return to the refuge of their garden sanctuary. As you walk among the hundreds of rows of purple grapes without a pest upon them, the effectiveness of this form of pest control is obvious. It is unusual for a major wine label to fight pests with beneficial predators, even though this method has been successfully used for thousands of years. What is difficult to understand is why so many wineries in Central California continue to spend millions upon millions of dollars on pesticides when they can look across the hillside to see a safer and less expensive alternative at work. This simply shows how deeply ingrained into conventional thinking chemical pesticides have become. Winemakers spray their grapes with chemicals to kill pests, and this also destroys the beneficial predators, which causes the pest population to grow out of control, leading to yet another application of chemicals. Meanwhile, the residue of these toxins seep into the wine, and the pest population is never brought under control. But as we can see in this well-kept vineyard, natural pest control methods work. Next week, we will explore techniques for growing a beautiful and functional beneficial predator garden in your own landscape. More information is available at fourstringfarm.com. This is Justin Butts with your wholesome Heritage Garden.